So good evening. So I have a special treat in store for us tonight. A few weeks ago, we started inviting our Sangha members to come and share the Dharma in their particular way. And tonight I'm delighted that Alice Greenspan is going to share one of her poems with us.
Okay, well, I wrote this poem as a statement of hope. I believe what I wrote. Hopefully, it's contagious. It says, humble as a grain of sand, tender as a baby's hand, peaceful as a blade of grass, transparent as a looking glass, gentle as a spotted dove, dazzling as old winter snow, quiet as the early morn, hopeful as a new day's dawn, spacious as the clear blue sky, loving like a lullaby, sacred like a holy grail, breath-filled like strong boats that sail, joining hearts, emerging strong. We are the notes in nature's song.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you. I really enjoyed that a lot. Poems for me always reach beyond words. And that's what I love about poetry. The words paint a picture or elicit a response from your heart or your emotions that triggers something that's beyond our ordinary experience, which is kind of what you were hinting at. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you go about your process? How do you decide to write a poem? Do you decide, or does it just come, or do you sit with a blank piece of paper? How do you?
It usually comes as a result of something I'm reading about or pondering. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just have fun and I just kind of look at a page and a word stands out and then that starts it going.
Have you been writing poetry a long time?
I've been probably writing since I was maybe about 9 or 10 years old. And it's interesting because, as you said, that birth-related experience that I had when I was very young, where I kept a personal journal, and my mother read the journal. She wasn't supposed to, and she did. And I had created a whole made-up story in it that she believed. And it wasn't the story you would want your mother to read. So I remember that the pain of that experience. And so I think it took me a while to get back to just doing and being.
And sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand. I think that happens quite often, you know. It's hard to resist when I kind of take a peek at someone's inner thoughts and ideas and to get to know them better, if nothing else.
My guess is that it was based in fear. It was about checking up and making sure everything was okay. And as she was led to do that, it caused her great pain because she found something that it wasn't even real. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, makes me think of Let It Be.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that was really sweet and I enjoyed it very much. I love this. I'm really glad we're doing this. I think it's going to be great. Think about it. You know, if there's something in your life about your experience that you want to share, you know, as part of the Dharma, just let me know and we'll make room for it. I think it's another way for everybody to get to know each other a little better.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So, and it's an offering. It feels like an offering for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. All right. That was great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll keep doing that. So. Thanks, Alice.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You